This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks to Operation Warp Speed, we've actually guaranteed receipt of FDA-authorized vaccine from Pfizer, 100 million doses that we purchased.
We may have doses that we're able to give to people by the end of November, the beginning of December. We would be giving vaccine to people very likely before the end of this year.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The good news is the Pfizer tests look good and we'll have a vaccine shortly. The bad news is this administration is going to be implementing a vaccine plan.
You're being a negative Nancy. Stop it. Okay? Unless you want everyone to call you negative Nancy from now on.
I've been talking to governors across the nation about that. How can we shape the Trump administration vaccine plan to fix it or stop it?
That's the evilest thing I can imagine.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Attorney General Bill Barr says federal prosecutors are authorized to investigate allegations of voter fraud.
This memo comes out authorizing federal prosecutors to look into substantial allegations of voting irregularities if there is clear and apparently credible, you know, allegations of irregularities.
You mean like this?
Kirk Hartle said he was surprised when he found out his wife had sent in a mail-in ballot.
I was surprised because she passed away 3 years ago.
Clark County officials say Rosemary's signature is a match to what's on their records.
We're now finding that 25,000 nursing home residents in different nursing homes requested mail-in ballots at the exact same time.
Very interesting.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Is the State Department currently preparing to engage with the Biden transition team?
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're just talking with that last caller about, you know, how can so many people keep a secret? And I was talking about JFK being shot, and we still don't know who shot him all these years later, almost, what, 57 years later? An email, Alan says, don't ask the conspiracy skeptics who killed JFK. Ask them, did Mayor Daley's machine create votes for JFK? We didn't know it then, but we do know it now. Yeah, I think Nixon knew it at the time, and J. Edgar Hoover knew it at the time, but they decided to not say anything. And but we do know now, and there's no question about it now, right? None whatsoever. And I don't think there's too much question that votes were manipulated here, shall we say. There were irregularities. 844-500-4242. And just one thing before we go to the chump line here. This story in the New York Times about these law firms that don't want to represent Trump or are angry about representing, this is really horrible. How would you like to have a lawyer like this? This law firm of Jones Day, that's where Don McGahn was. He's back there now. Don McGahn was the first White House counsel. Don, since 2015, Jones Day, that's the law firm, has received more than $20 million in fees from the Trump campaigns, political groups linked to Mr. Trump and the Republican National Committee. More than $20 million, and they're ripping him. This year, Jones Day has received more than $4 million in fees from them. And one lawyer said he was concerned that the firm might be asked to try to delay the election. Oh, God, these people are so bad. Wouldn't want them beside you in a foxhole, would you? I don't think so. Time now for the chump line.
My name is John Johnson. I vote in Wisconsin. I've been dead for about 20 years.
Yeah, there was a lot of shenanigans in Wisconsin, where Jan Janssen lives and votes after his death, year after year.
Joe Biden doesn't misspeak. It's just a glitch.
I love that word, glitch. Everything's a glitch. Oh, there's a we deleted 100,000 Trump votes. Oh, what a glitch that was. Oh, thanks for bringing it to our attention. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, recalling a time when it was the Electoral College that determined who won the presidency, not the media. After all the recounts, court challenges, and after the state votes are certified, for the record, that date is December 14th. Still more than a month away.
Joe Biden isn't very sensitive. He shouldn't have said he has a mandate. He should have said he has a person date.
Exactly. That's so true. Yes, we must. And what is Joe Biden's preferred pronouns? Has he ever been asked that question?
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Donald Trump might think he's going to steal the election in the courts with Judy Rudiani and Jen DeJodova and Barbil, but I'm preparing my legal challenge. The fact is, I spent the past week watching Matlock. I just hope Andy Griffith returns my call soon. I know he voted for me. I mean it.
Yeah, I'll bet Biden's been taking a lot of time out for those Matlock binges. How many episodes of Matlock are there? Probably 150 at least, right?
I don't know about that many, but there were a few seasons.
COVID 930, a mandatory disease on business.
COVID. I thought that when everybody went out to celebrate over the weekend and without masks and drinking champagne out of the bottle and not social distancing, isn't it over? So can someone give Charlie Parker the message? COVID is so over.
There were 193 Matlock episodes.
See?
Nine
seasons.
I was
right.
That's incredible. I didn't think there were that many.
Time passes quickly when you're watching crappy TV like that, like Matlock.
Is it a mail-in ballot or a dying wish?
You know, the guy that voted in Detroit who was born in 1850, I don't think he knew who he was going to vote for when he passed on at probably in the early part of the 20th century.
Oh, Donald, there was a man, and Donald was his name. He ran for president, but the Dems played a dirty game. Though they lied and they cheated, Donnie will win just the same. Oh, 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 oh.
I like the sentiment of the song, but it's a little slow-moving and dirge-like.
I'd like to congratulate Mitt Romney for being Mitt Romney.
Yeah, did he put out his congratulatory tweet under his own name or under Pierre Delecto's name? By the way, there are four Republican senators who've congratulated Joe Biden on his astounding triumph, and they would be Willard, Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Ben Sasse, none of whom are going to be the Republican nominee in 2024. I think I can state that with some degree of certainty.
Ira Mayer, as you know, Mary Jo was from Pennsylvania. I'm surely she voted for Biden. If anything, that means that Chappaquiddick could be considered a courageous get-out-the-vote effort. Yeah.
Yes, I believe she was from Pennsylvania. She's buried in Pennsylvania anyway. And they tried to exhume her body, and they failed, much to the relief of Senator Ted Kennedy.
You know, at this point, I'm really beginning to doubt if Corn Pop was actually a bad dude.
What is Corn Pop's role in the transition? I know he's deceased, but you know that hasn't stopped anyone in the Biden from being involved in the Biden campaign in all of these many states.
No positive thoughts, only darkness.
No, no. We're going to remain positive. We're going to remain on the sunny side of the street.
And the Academy Award goes to, in a landslide, Van Jones.
He was crying. He was so happy. He said, now he had something. I think he said something like, now you can look up to your kids can look up to you because you've done away with Orange Man Bad. Something like that.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call in, leave a message at any hour of the day or night, at least in the hours of between 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every afternoon. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message between 1 and 5 p.m., is 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, if you can't get enough chumps or didn't hear your message and you want to hear it, we may have it on Chopped Chumps. That's our podcast that we post every evening, the Chump Line messages that were left on the cutting room floor. Chopped Chumps. Get your Chopped Chumps at around 7 o'clock every night, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, recalling a time when it was the Electoral College that determined who won the presidency, not the media. After all the recounts, court challenges, and after the state votes are certified, for the record, that date is December 14th.
My name is John Johnson. I vote in Wisconsin. I've been dead for about 20 years.
That doesn't matter. We don't even need a seance. We can just know, just psychics that we are, we know who you wanted to vote for. And all the dead are for Biden, the Grateful Dead. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which MSNBC personality is having the worst day? Ken Delanian, Joy Reid, or John Meacham?
I'm going to say Joy Reid, just for the sport of putting her to the shame again.
67% say Joy Reid.
67%. All right. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. You know, here's another indication of the mood of the populace in the waning days of the election, and it's not a populace that I think would vote for Joe Biden in the numbers that are they are said to have voted for him. This is about gun sales and background checks on gun sales. And for the number of background checks, the National Instant Background Check System, NICS, was 3.3 million checks, 3.3 million checks. And the previous record for checks in October was last year with 2.3 million. So there was an extra 1 million background checks this year as the election neared. How about gun sales? In October of 2019, the number of gun sales in the U.S. was 1.06 million. The number of gun sales this October, 1.74 million. So there were an additional 680,000 gun sales. They were up like 64%. More than 20 million guns will be sold in the U.S. this year. About 40% of those sales are to new gun owners. Most of the sales are for self-defense. Higher percentages than ever before are to minorities and women. And there are over 458 million privately owned guns in the U.S. But they think they're just going to round them up. We'll have a buyback program. Everybody will just give up their guns, including the cops. You know? You ever know any cops that didn't have guns of their own? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. They should have guns of their own. Everybody should have a gun of their own. But do you think the cops are going to give up their guns? Where does Beto O'Rourke fit into the new administration that they're dreaming of? He said he was going to put Beto O'Rourke in charge of rounding up all the guns, including the AR-15s. You going to give up your AR-15? No, I didn't think so. How about this one? This is from California. A woman is being investigated for voter intimidation after reportedly collecting ballots from seniors at a low-income housing complex in California. This is in South L.A. The allegation, which was made by the son of a senior resident and first reported by local Korean language news channel SBS International, claims the woman went door-to-door at the senior complex and steered the seniors to vote for and attempted to convince them to vote for Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden. You know, I mean, there's a lot of this going around, but the reason I mention it is because you'll notice this story is not broken by, say, the LA Times, right? Or I think TMZ is based in Los Angeles, Southern California. None of the huge media organizations, and of course all the networks have bureaus in Los Angeles, none of those outlets broke this story about this voter intimidation going on at the Senior Citizen Project. It was broken by the local Korean language news channel, SBS International. Huh. Isn't that something? I guess they were too busy asking law firms, whether they liked representing Republicans. Meanwhile, GoFundMe derails fundraiser for whistleblower mail carrier from Pennsylvania. This is the Richard Hopkins from Erie, PA. He's one of the guys who said that his postmaster told him to backdate the election ballots in Pennsylvania, and this is a big problem, obviously. And so he signed an affidavit under penalty of perjury, and then he was suspended without pay. So he set up the GoFundMe page, and they shut it. They raised $120,000 very quickly, and they shut it down. GoFundMe shut it down. They've frozen the account. Donald Trump Jr. Tweeted out, they're flagging a whistleblower, the same people that would do anything for whistleblowers who would come against conservatives regardless of credibility, meaning like the Ukrainian fakers. WTF, you know what that means. You would think these woke people would want to protect all the whistleblowers, but I guess it only goes one way. It only goes one way. That's putting it mildly. Remember the Black Lives Matter guy in Portland who kicked a guy in the head? This white guy got out of his truck. He was trying to protect a transgender, and he kicked him in the head and knocked him out. The victim, his name was Adam Hanner, said he was attacked for being white. Well, the 26-year-old Black Lives Matter protester has been sentenced to 20 months behind bars. 20 months, that's pretty good for Portland, Oregon, isn't it? Don't they have one of those George Soros prosecutors out there? But finally, there's a little bit of justice in Oregon. Marquise Love was his name, pleaded guilty to third-degree assault and felony riot. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls, but I want to play a couple of cuts here. This was a funny cut. There was a French TV crew was doing a live shot in Washington on the street, and this American joker comes up to them, and listen to what happens. Cut 18.
And I've been to France. It's beautiful.
Il est pas le seul ce soir.
Escargot. I love a croissant. I love an omelette du fromage.
Think that guy had a couple of cocktails? He loves the croissant. Okay, now this is just crazy stuff. This is Anderson Cooper. He had to apologize the other day for saying that Donald Trump sounded like an obese turtle on his back, just moving his legs or something like that. I don't know where he came up with that weird description of Donald Trump, but he had to apologize for that. So after having to apologize to the president for his calling him an obese turtle on his back, this is what he said about Don Jr., cut 17.
In the mid-90s, I think it was like 96, I was in Kinshasa in the waning days of Mobutu. And Mobutu was a, you know, pretty awful dictator. And when he finally fled the country and the rebels were moving to take the capital, his son drove around in a pickup truck with a machine gun and settling scores with people he felt had not been supported enough with Mobutu. Thankfully, it hasn't come to that here, but I can't believe we're in a situation where a transfer of power is not, I can't believe we are in this situation here. It just seems so petty. And I know it's about Georgia, and I know it's about setting up grievance politics that will perhaps allow him to run in 4 years.
So what was the 2016 election all about when you had your people spend 4 hours talking about this phony, dodgy dossier? And that was just the beginning. But, you know, this was something that was provided to you by the Clinton administration. It was by the Clinton campaign. It wasn't even true. It was all made up, and you pretended like it was true. Was that like Kinshasa and trying to stop the orderly transition of power, Anderson? You and Jake Tapper, a Clinton employee in days of yore, or Clinton in-law employee in days of yore, and Carl Bernstein, biographer of Hillary Clinton, and some of the other people that were Obama stooges. Was that trying to interfere with an orderly transition of power? 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hey, real quick, I don't know why this isn't gone at from another angle for election integrity. I mean, we have all these laws on the books, you know, from many, many years ago. There was a saying I remember, when I learned it in school, vote early and vote often, right? You have employers pressuring their employees back then.
That was a joke. That was generally speaking a joke, Steve. Vote early, vote often. Vote often, vote early for James Michael Curley. That wasn't the version of it.
Yeah, but my point is they had made these laws because they didn't have privacy. You didn't have everybody going into a booth. And now you have mail-in ballots. So, again, you could have your employer pressured. But I think more so than that, I think, you know, I would go at it from an angle of domestic violence. Is that not a thing anymore? Because, you know, there's X amount of percentage of men in this country usually, and it could be, you know, the other way around, but, you know, it's usually the man who's
I don't get where you're going with that line of argument. I haven't heard anyone say that there were any women coerced into voting for Joe Biden or anybody else. Thanks for the call, Steve. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I haven't been able to volunteer up at the Maine Veterans Home since February, when everything started, you know. And it dawned on me, since Bangor, Maine is not having their annual Veterans Day parade, Sunday night when I was thinking a little bit more clearly after this very upsetting week, so I called one of the state reps, Dick Campbell, and we're going to be standing out tomorrow on the Chamberlain Bridge between Bangor and Brewer.
Oh, that's great.
From 10 to 12, and at 11:11, we will honor our veterans with a
oh, that's great.
Know, little program.
That's great, Mary.
Yeah,
good.
So
that's
anybody,
good thought.
It's been short notice. Anybody in the area who wants to come and join us, bring your flag and come and join us.
Okay, and tomorrow is Veterans Day, and I think today is the anniversary of the founding of the U.S. Marine Corps. So happy birthday to the Marines, and Veterans Day is tomorrow, November 11th. Thanks for the call, Mary, and good work. Rico, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rico.
Yeah, hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, I'd ask for the voice changer, but I think I'll just go straight to it. I served active duty at First Information Operations Command, also at U.S. Cyber Command and other interesting units, and currently I'm a contractor in the IC in D.C. So I come at this with some experience. We shouldn't use our enemy's terms, just validates and solidifies their narrative, because they have the media and big tech. They have what we call by doctrine and field manuals as information dominance, and we need to use that term. The election activities conducted by the Dems, in my opinion, was an execution of a sophisticated information operations plan. And it's supported by offensive cyber operations in the form of a vote counting compromise. So here's my only take. Please don't use the term glitch for voting counting machines.
No, I'm using it. Believe me, Rico, I know. We're using it as a joke, all of us, all of the callers, all the listeners, and myself. We know it's a joke. Whenever they say glitch, it's like peaceful protest, right? Whenever someone says peaceful protest now, you know somebody got looted and burned out, right?
Yeah, exactly. In my opinion, it was a programmed in and probably a backdoor either planted by U.S. or China. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Thanks, Rico. Yeah, we know they weren't glitches. You don't get glitches going all one way, you know? A glitch would eventually have to help a Republican or a third party candidate, but it only helps these glitches have only helped Joe Biden. They haven't even helped any down ballot Democrats. They 450,000 votes cast solely for Joe Biden. Ask yourself, how many times have you gone in to your precinct and voted for one race? It just doesn't happen, does it? Sharon, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sharon.
Hi, I think I'm still in historic Mystic River, Medford. I don't know what else is going to fall apart this week, Howie. So we're holding on to our own, some conservative friends here. I have just two quick questions for you, and thank you for the time. You do such a great job, so well spoken and clear. I believe last evening at Bar Educated, it was okay to go ahead now with the investigation. When this goes to the Supreme Court, all the Democrats are screaming, no physical evidence, no evidence. Democrats as poll workers are coming forward now. Howie, I know you don't maybe have the degree like in election law, but what would constitute hard evidence for us? What should we be looking for? And do you really trust the Supreme Court in the end? Thanks, Howie, and have a very safe week.
That's a really good question. I guess I would say I trust the Supreme Court more now than I would when Ruth Bader Ginsburg was on, and they could flip it when they could make John Roberts do whatever they want. So even without John Roberts on the radical liberal side, which he basically is now, they still have five conservatives. So I guess I would trust them to a degree, to a greater degree, and. I don't know the answer to the other question. I just don't know what it's gonna take to win this. But we just gotta keep fighting and can't give up. You know, you can't if we give up, we lose, and there's no question about it. So you have to keep battling. Thanks for the call there, Sharon. Clint, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Clint.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, my question kind of goes along with Sharon's little thing. How many of these people do you think that were counting our ballots, these upstanding citizens, were members of Antifa or BLM?
I don't think too many of them. That's you know, if you know, go to if you vote often, you go the you, most of the poll watchers in the precincts are very old. I guess these would be like people at City Hall or Town Hall, and they would have these ballot harvesters in some states. But I doubt very much that they're Antifa or BLM, because those people don't. It's hard to get them up to work a solid day. I think for most of them. Thanks for the call, though, Clint. 844-500-4242. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Howie, I'm a little bit uncomfortable. I feel like my first call to a radio station should have been 60 years ago, dedicating a song by the Rolling Stones or something. But I got to tell you, I love your show, and my favorite 20 minutes every week is Thursday morning when you call Phil. And your big mistake is you need
Phil
to
Paleologus.
30 minutes. Oh, I, you know, he's got an infectious laugh. But the two of you guys, you should pack this up and take it on the road. You do a great job. Increase it to half an hour and then make it like twice a week. I'd be so happy. But I want to ask you a question about Max, Newsmax, OAN,
yes,
and what's happening with Fox. And why am I hearing all this people about people running away from Fox? And what's happened to make it so bad? And what's happening with Hannity and Laura and all the people that, I mean, I've trusted through my life, and I'm old now and maybe not exposed to as many options that might be
available. Well, I think it's not so much Sean and Laura. You know, Laura just said she hopes he would concede with, grace or something like that. I think that was the word she used, grace. And so people were angry about that, and as if he should concede. And the problem with Fox is that some of the other people, like Sandra Smith, was rolling her eyes when one of Trump's lawyers was saying there was a lot of election fraud going on. Neil Cavuto actually shut off Kayleigh McEnany's press conference yesterday after about 30 seconds because she was talking about voter fraud, and this and Chris Wallace at the debate. I mean, they've all been sort of veering to the left, except for Tucker. Tucker called out without naming him. He called out Neil Cavuto last night on his show, and I just think that people have just sort of had it. They feel like they've been badly used by Fox. That, you know, Fox has made tons and tons of money off people like us watching them for years now, and now the Murdoch kids and especially their wives have become real leftists. One of the Rupert Murdoch's daughter-in-law, one of them said, she tweeted out, "We did it," after the election was called for Biden. "We did it." They make over $1 billion a year on the Fox News Channel off of our watching their channel around the clock, and this is the thanks we get. They don't even back up President Trump, who was with them all the way from the beginning. That's what it's all about. Thanks. I'm glad you like me on WBSM every Thursday morning at around 7:30 with Phil Paleologus. We have a good time doing that. If you haven't tried Superbeats soft chews, you're missing out. Superbeats soft chews are great. They look like candy in foil. They're wrapped like candy. They taste sweet, but they're good for you. They're not they're not bad. They're absolutely good for your heart. They're good for your blood pressure. They're good for your circulation, and they give you a burst of energy. Superbeets soft chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Superbeets chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. Superbeets chews promotes heart-healthy energy the way nature intended, without caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support and the energy you want. And if you love Superbeets chews, you'll love their all-new delicious vitamin D3 chews. Vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot lately for its ability to support immune health. Humans' all-new vitamin D3 chews provide high-potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. And now you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Super Beets chews. They're much more full than they are, right, this bag is, because we've been eating it for about a week or so. That's right. When you purchase two bags of Super Beets chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Super Beets chews and a free bag of vitamin D3 chews. Hurry to superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeetsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
207 texts in. I find it disappointing that no one at Fox News knows I'm not watching anymore. Oh, they know. They know. I'm just looking at a headline on the internet. Monday night ratings disaster for Tucker, Sean, and Lara on Fox News lost one-third of their audience last night. That was because of that big Monday night football game between the Jets and the Patriots. 844-500-4242-919. Newsmax needs a morning news. They don't start broadcasting live until 7 a.m. It should start at 5 a.m. I know it would knock off your rebroadcast from the evening before, but Howie, come on, man. I love the rebroadcast. That's great stuff for me. Don't you understand? Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, Howie. It's Ron from Woodfellow or Moscow on Buzzards Bay. I sent this information to Sidney Powell. The Dominion software, from what I've heard, is connected to the computers where the vote counting is done with a modem. And that means that programs and data can be uploaded and downloaded. So I hope that the attorneys that are doing this stuff, the Republicans, have the sense to bring in some forensic software computer specialist.
I think they are, Ron. I mean, there's enough stories out there, and people are saying that, and you know, I don't know how much veracity these stories involve, but they're saying that they've seen the actual computers connected to the internet software from Dominion. I don't know. I have a confidence that if there's anything to these stories, that they'll get onto them. And apparently, this Dominion software is everywhere. It's all over these states, these affected states, and some of the states that aren't affected. Thanks for the call, though, Ron. Thanks for calling. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, you know, I wanted to let you know that this censorship that we've all seen, it starts at the very top with the president. It goes down all the way down to the lowest denominator, which has fallen upon myself. I now have been censored, just like the president has been censored. But of all things, by the local hometown newspaper.
They won't print your letters anymore?
No, they don't print my letters, Howie. In fact, I send letters to the editor. They haven't posted the last couple. And then I wrote one about the election, and I listed all of the irregularities, shall mm-hmm. we say, about the election.
Yeah.
And the editor, who I have known personally in the past, had emailed me, and he said that they weren't going to put it there because it was unverified.
Unverified. Did they worry about that with Russia collusion for 4 years? I don't think so. Thanks for the call, Paul. I hope you have better luck. I'm Howie Carr.